Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times, always moving, always focus on the journey. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your show, My Soul, Redefining Aging Lifestyle. And let's get it, BBGs.
Good afternoon. You are listening to My Soul, where we are redefining aging lifestyles, age and aging lifestyles. And we welcome you to our show this evening. We're having somewhat of technical difficulties. However, we should have them adjusted in just a moment. So if you would just bear with us. Thank you so much. So, again, we welcome each and every one of you to our show this evening. And now, please listen to Beautiful World by Kim.
There's a river beautiful world. Ooh. A beautiful world.
Good evening, and I apologize for the technical difficulties, but you know, stuff happens. We welcome each and every one of you. Today is March 26, 2015, and you are listening to My Soul Again, where we are redefining aging and lifestyles. My name is Free, the Pope, and we are the Baby Boomer Generation, otherwise known as BBGs, and we are aging to live. And if you listen, you will definitely hear us roar. This month, we focus on the things of spring. Feel free to contact me at Twitter. My handle is at BoomerFree or at www.blogtalkradio.com/my soul, where you may also find also my website information up in the upper right-hand corner, right under the tag. And listeners, please call in and talk with us at any time at 347-637-3466, and that number again is 347-637-3466. Again, this is Free, your host. On the menu this evening, lemon pepper baked chicken, along with asparagus and grilled portobello mushrooms and onions. Yum, yum. This month, our focus is on spring. Now, we technically think of spring as just a season, but spring, the season of spring, any season, denotes other things. And also, it refers to ideas of rebirth, rejuvenation, renewal, resurrection, and regrowth. So what are you rebirthing, rejuvenating, or resurrecting in your lifestyle? How has life changed for you, which is what we discussed last week? And then, when is the last time that you've done something for yourself? So tonight, we're celebrating you. We're offering you pointers on how to celebrate you. So often we celebrate others, but it is just as important to celebrate ourselves. So for the next few weeks, before our second season ends, I will be reading a lot of detail from Margaret Manning newsletters and blogs. Margaret Manning has a website called 60 and Me. It's www.60andme.com. That's written out, S-I-X-T-Y-and-me.com. And I like Margaret. I've discussed Margaret Manning's newsletters and blogs before on the show. I tried to make contact with her, but I think at the time she was in Europe, and maybe we'll try again for our next season. But I enjoy reading her tips and in-depth dialogues on life after 50. I find her website to be very informative and enlightening for us in the third act of life. And so, of course, if you're 50 and over, you're in the third act of life, believe it or not. Okay, her website can be found, again, at www.60andme.com. This evening, I will be reading from one of her newsletters entitled, Celebrate You, What's the Best Thing You Bought Yourself This Year? So she goes on, and I'm going to read, quote, shopping is a necessary part of life, and by the time we turn 60, we're pretty good at it. We know what we like, what makes us happy, and for the most part, we know where to go to get it. In fact, this is one of the things I love most about being older, she states. She states, I've tried probably 50 different mascaras in my life, and of course, men, that would not be of any use to you. But anyway, but she also goes on to say, but now that she's come to the point that she doesn't know which one to buy. Ironically, she's always buy the same one that she started with 30 years ago. Quote, it is certainly possible to go over the top when it comes to shopping, but the opposite is also true. In our attempts to help those around us, we often forget to invest in the things that we love. Does this sound too familiar to you? Hopefully, quote, hopefully, each one of you has purchased at least one special thing for yourselves this year, something precious that made you smile. Perhaps like me, you've You saved all year to take a trip to an exotic place. That act of putting a little aside each month can make your investment in yourself have so much more meaning. Maybe, just maybe, you treated yourself to a lovely dinner in your favorite restaurant, or maybe a trip to the day spa. But what is your special gift to yourself? Quote, whatever you choose, I hope it refreshes you and inspires you. You're a special person, and you deserve to treat yourself once in a while. Now, maybe treating yourself involves fishing at the nearest watering hole, or a one-night stay at a hotel or a resort, or not, resting at the pool. Maybe it's thrift store shopping, hunting for the best used store to shop in, trying to get things you need or want for free. For instance, in a surprising number of cases, you can get whatever you need without spending a dime. So here you would do something like check local free sales, like visit websites such as, there's a website called FreeCycle, FreeCycle, and then there's one called Free Sharing, all one word, FreeSharing, or Sharing is Giving. So these sites are so useful precisely because so many people buy things they don't need or replace perfectly good things with similar but newer things. So you can decide to be smarter than that, okay? Now, let's say another way of gaining something that's useful for you and that will help you to celebrate you is to borrow. I mean, if you need a product for such a short time, why not borrow from someone else? There's no shame in borrowing as long as you're willing to reciprocate when someone needs to borrow something of yours. And it's also most important to return it and not allow the person that you borrowed from to come and ask you to get it back. So the way to do that, and I know oftentimes we forget when we borrow things from others, and then we look up, it's a month later, 2 months, a year, whatever. But, you know, when you borrow it and you finish with the use, you know, don't say, well, let me save it because I'm going to use it 2 days later. Just give it back, and if you need it, then maybe they will be nice enough or kind enough to let you borrow it again, especially if you return it within a timely manner. I know for me, books, I'm like really, really, really have this love for my books. And so when I loan my books, I always make sure and I emphasize I need it back. This is a borrow, not a give. So, you know, whatever your passions lead you to, please just, you know, that's just another way, you know, borrowing. So then the third one is try bartering. Our past extravaganzas have probably left us with a lot of things that we no longer need, but which other people may want. So experience some of the gains from trades that economists are always talking about. So, you know, always keep in mind that you can try bartering. Maybe you have something that someone else that you want to get something from, and you guys do an exchange. You give me your book, I give you my chair, you know, whatever. Whatever's fair to the two of you, and it's really not based on anything except what is fair between the two people that are doing the bartering. So keep those in mind. So the first one was give. So you go to places where people buy things that others don't need or replace, but to you, they're still new. The next one is borrowing. Of course, you exchange something with someone else. You borrow it from them. You give it back to them in a timely manner. And then the third one is bartering, to do a just even exchange, whatever even is to the two of you, not what is based on something else. It's really about what the value is as you determine it and as the person that you're bartering with determines the price or cost or value. Okay? Now, I want you to think about some things, and I would love to hear you your thoughts on this. You know, call me at any time, and ask yourself these questions. What was the best thing you bought for yourself this whole entire year thus far? I know we're into only March, but still, You know, have you bought anything new for yourself? Do you have, was it a special treat, like a book or some jewelry? Or did you invest in an experience or a trip to a far off place, maybe? Did you save money to go on a trip? You know, maybe you're saving money to go on a trip in September or October or November, whenever, you know, this year, because that's your treat to yourself. And so, of course, you're making the sacrifice, especially of those of us who are on a fixed income. You're saving that money. That's a sacrifice to put that money aside. And so your big payoff is that at the end of the year, you will be able to take that trip or buy that coat or that dress or those shoes or whatever it is your heart desires that is going to benefit you, okay? Or did you choose something more practical to improve your day-to-day life thus far? Are you purchasing the item for your own enjoyment? That's key, that you're not purchasing it because the family said you need it, or you're not purchasing it because someone else really will benefit from it more than you. You don't want to purchase anything that is not going that you're purchasing it just so you can impress somebody. So I bought these shoes, I bought this coat so I can flash when I go to church, or I can flash when I go to lunch or whatever. Buy it because it's for you. The gift that you buy, that you decide to treat yourself, however you decide to treat yourself, however you decide to celebrate yourself, will it make you think? Will it push you to develop new skills in some way or help you to become better at something? And will it bring you closer to your friends or family? In other words, when you celebrate yourself, how does it benefit you? This is all about you. This is not about anyone else. This is not about family. This is not, because when you think about it, we, especially those of us that are 60 and over, we have given to society, hopefully, in a meaningful way, and we've raised our families, children, and their own, and they have their own families. We're doing all this stuff, and here's the thing. Now it is our time. It is just like it is often stated that this period of our life is just for us. It's they call us the empty nesters. For those of you who have just experienced your child leaving home, leaving the nest. But the bottom line is, this really is our time. This is the time for you to live. This is the time for you to walk in that dream that you've thought about, even if it's not to benefit for monetary reasons. But sometimes everything is not about money. Some things are about just benefits to the self, benefits to the spirit that lives and resides in you. So with that said, I just want to make sure you understand that this is really about you. And if you've answered yes to all those questions that I read before, then let me read them again, just so we make sure we're on the same page. So what's the best thing you bought for yourself this year thus far? Was it a special treat, like a book or jewelry? Or did you invest in an experience or a trip to a far place? Did you choose something more practical to improve your day-to-day living? Or are you purchasing the item for you, for your own enjoyment? Not to impress someone else. Will it make you think? Will it push you to develop new skills? Will it help you become better at something? And will it bring you closer to friends or family? If you answer yes to each one or all of those questions, pull out your wallet and do what you do. But just permit your inner child to come out and play and just jump back into life. And remember, as I said, all of those things that I addressed and even that Margaret Manning addressed were not all about money. Some of those were just very simple, basic things to contribute to your growth, the beauty of your spirit, the beauty of living in this time. And so please just jump back into life. I thank you for listening tonight. Next week we'll continue our journey in inspiring you on this journey that we call life. And baby boomers and my fellow seniors, I thank and appreciate you for taking the time to listen and to participate in sharing in this dance of redefining who we are, the BBGs. And how our spirit stands, my soul. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for Premier General, where there's always something good on the menu and a great meal topic. Keep aging to live. keep moving, and keep dancing. I'll talk with you next week. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. Be blessed. This is Free. And now, let's hear No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
Problem.
Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.